Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today, we're visiting remotely with Daniel Sanabria in New York City.
My name is Daniel Sanabria. I'm the Executive Director of Youth for Christ. Our focus now is to work with young people in our juvenile justice ministry, working with kids that are incarcerated and formerly incarcerated with discipleship and mentoring.
Wow. And you're doing a really unique type of outreach. Would you tell us about how you're using art?
Yes, because we cannot work with the kids inside of facilities because of social distancing. And we have created a program called Inside Out. And we're using art to express their feelings and empowering them to say, hey, guys, even though you're inside, you can still make an impact outside, Inside Out. And so kids are creating their own art. Some of them are saying hope. Some of them are saying, hey, if we could get this together. It's really exciting how kids are just expressing themselves through art. And then when we get the art, we're going to post it all over New York City and let the community know that these young people are here and they want to make a difference while they're inside.
What a creative take on things. What types of art are these students doing?
They're doing drawings, they're doing paintings, they're doing murals on white pieces of paper, and they're collaborating with us, and we're telling them, hey guys, if you can give hope, if you can give life, if you can give peace, express that. A lot of these kids were mentoring already. A lot of these kids are really talking to us through scripture. They're quoting poetry, and it's all centered to Jesus. And we've never told them to do that kind of stuff. So they're really bringing the word of God to us. And so they're just blessing us.
Wow, Daniel, have you had any of them share, maybe verbally or, again, with the social distancing, maybe by video, to talk about how this whole process has impacted them personally?
Yes, they're actually excited that because their programs are not allowed in the facility, that our program is still there. And being this creative, they're saying to us, it's just another great opportunity to just express themselves. And they're really excited that we're not giving up on them or not allowing this pandemic to not impact their lives. So they're telling us, thank you every week. We want more. We want more. Some kids are telling us through other people saying, hey, when are they going to come back? Do we really want to go deeper with the Word of God? We miss the Bible studies.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the work and maybe the challenges? Because you're working with at-risk youth.
So these are kids that are arrested in New York City. They are done big crimes. They're there for a very long time. We're dealing with some brokenness with these young people. I mean, we're dealing with gang members. We're dealing with violent criminals. And we're coming in there saying, hey guys, even though you've done all these things, you still got hope. And we're sharing the gospel. And it's really hard. The key word for us to really make an impact is consistency. They want us to be consistent in their lives. Do you know, majority of the kids that go into jail, 50% used to go to church or have gone to church. They've been telling us about their pastors and about their churches. And we're just like, wow. So they're hungry for the more of the Word of God. And they're hungry for people being consistent in their lives and showing them, hey, we're not a program. We want to do life on life with them. So it is tough, but it's rewarding. And we're letting God do what he has to do.
Daniel, what has shocked you the most about how challenging it is to work with some of these kids who've come from some tough breaks?
You know, I'm born and raised in New York City as a New Yorker. You know, I love my city. I thank God every day that I was born here. But seeing these young people born in the same borough that I've been born in, but different backgrounds, different society, different culture, it breaks my heart. Like, I can live down the block from them and they're just going through hell. Why? Because there's no father figure in their lives. Poverty. Why? Because their schools are not the best schools to go to. So for me, it's their mindset. I'm talking to these kids, and the only thing they want to do is get out and make money, but no one's telling them, hey, you have a purpose, you have a hope, you have a destiny, you're created by God. And so see, hearing them coming back to us and telling us, man, thank you for telling me the truth. Thank you for being in my life. We get those stories all the time because we're from New York. We're surviving here as Christians and as people in the city. They can do it too. They could survive. But someone needs to tell them, someone needs to empower them, and someone needs to be consistent in their lives. So when a father comes home from jail or a father comes home and not give them any time, that's not consistency. So we want to give that to them. And we're seeing some amazing stories. Again, at the end of the day, we want to point them to God's story so their story can change and be different.
Wow. Maybe if you want to tell us a little bit about the whole art project, is there a deadline on this, like when they're supposed to submit it, and then who actually will see it? How will it be displayed?
Every single Thursday, we pick up new artwork and we create a new 3x6 poster. And the Youth for Christ staff goes to each borough and we'll put it on a construction wall, a church wall, by a subway. It says Inside Out. It says the kids that are inside, they want to bless you. So it has that statement of faith, and we want to put it in a busy area all over the 5 boroughs. So it's pretty exciting that these kids could have a voice while they're inside so they could bless the community. And I pray that the community could come back and bless them through mentoring and consistency.
What borough are you primarily working in?
We're the 5 boroughs, but our main boroughs, because of the facilities, is Brooklyn and the Bronx.
Daniel, I appreciate what you're doing. What would you say to somebody who's interested in working with youth, maybe with Youth for Christ or with another organization? What are some good character traits to work with youth?
I think everyone has an opportunity to work with somebody. We're not called to just to go to church. We're called to do life on life with people. And I think young people are very important. And I think if we affect the young people by mentoring them, the young people could change. I guarantee you, those who are listening to this radio, they're listening because somebody in their life affected them, a pastor, a leader, a father, a mentor, impacted their lives. So I think that if you want to join our team, you're going to join a team that wants to impact young people for the long term. Email us at yfcnyc.org.
That's Daniel Sanabria with Youth for Christ. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How is the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?